You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Jim Nothing with Yellow House. We've got Jim Nothing in the studio. Morena, how are you, James?
Morena, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, it's nice to have you up here. Congratulations on the release of your excellent new album, which has just come out today and has been quite some years in the making, I believe. In the Marigolds is its name.
Yes, it has been some years in the making. We started it in 2018.
Wow.
And been chipping away at it ever since.
So it is quite a joyful, I guess, fun record. It feels like it would have been fun to write these songs. What was the slowness? Where did that come in?
Geographically, and also there was no hurry. Like there's no one being like, you need this release date or whatever. Like when we started recording it, it didn't know if it was going to be an album or an EP or if it was just going to be a fun time to record music with your friends.
Totally.
So it, like, yeah, where it got to now is kind of wasn't where we started off.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Good things take time and take their own time as well. What were the geographical challenges? Have you got band members across the country?
Yeah, I live in Auckland and Brian and Anita live in Christchurch. So
nice.
Yeah. Bit of ocean in between.
You've all been playing together for quite some time in sort of various guises, various bits and pieces. When did this kind of Jim Nothing project coalesce? Because you've put out other stuff under this name before, the odd single.
Yeah, I did a couple of like little four-track cassette releases through Melted Ice Cream. The last one was in 2015, and since then just been, you know, writing songs because that's what you do. I don't know. You don't know why you do it, but you do. And then, friends with Brian and Anita Fionx, and Brian's a really amazing producer and recording engineer. So, yeah, it was quite natural.
There's something about this that's got, I mean, it's not garage music, but it's got the kind of like summer, you sort of roll the garage door up, play your drums in the garage type of a situation.
Yeah, it's interesting that came across because it was largely recorded in a garage.
Okay.
In a storage unit with a roller door in Woolston. And then also in my garage in Grey Lynn.
Nice. So and it is also, a garage album.
Yeah. And also at the Audio Foundation after hours a little bit as well.
Which I think has, the, you know, the spirit of a garage about it in many ways.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So tell us a wee bit about the process for writing these songs. As you said, you don't know why you do it, but you do. But when do you sort of sit down and write a track?
That's a really good question. I don't really know the answer. I record a lot on like the Voice Memos app on the phone.
Yep.
And so there's lots of those. And then when it came time to record, I just picked some of them and me and Brian would go through them and like, yeah, let's do that one. And then, I don't know why you write, songs and I don't know how it happens. It's not like I'd sit down with a pen and paper or write it, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Are you, when you're writing into your phone app, are you singing melodies in there? Are you straight into the words, or are you just kind of humming along?
Nah, I can do the actual like sonic part of the guitar or whatever it's written on, and then the melodies are in there from the very get-go, but the words aren't. It's kind of like rhythmic placeholders, so it'll be like whatever, you know.
Do-do-do-do-do,
and then that kind of carries through to the actual album.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a joyful album. I really like the cover that you've got here. This kind of, is it a woodcut or a lino cut?
It is a lino cut, yeah.
Who did that?
Me.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah,
was this also a garage project as well?
This was more my like off-room project, but I've got a little desk set up that I cut away at.
Excellent. Mm. So Jim Nothing, is it a persona? Is it just a name to give yourself to do something that's not James? Or what is Jim Nothing?
Yeah, that's really, I don't know. I'm not too sure what Jim Nothing is. I tried to like differentiate a little bit from myself, but then it is also very much me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, people can have lots of different personalities of them, and I guess this is one, but I like kind of wish it was like this like alter ego, and it would be like, you know, slight, this like totally different person, but it's just me.
It's a really nice thing, I think, to have something that can be yourself or be a little bit not yourself if you decide
of
a day that's what it's going to be.
Yeah,
I think one of the first ways I came across the Jim Nothing sort of music was through the Sickest Smashes compilation, which was, I think it was Brian who put that together, is that right?
Brian, that was a compilation of music from Christchurch over the year or wherever it was compiled. Some really good stuff on that album, and there's a little like diagram that shows all the people in each other's bands. Have you seen that? It's like this chaos network of lines and
the web.
Squiggles. Yeah, so the web's quite deep down there.
So in many ways, this is a Christchurch project, even though you're up here in Tamaki Makaurau.
I think so, but kind of, it's both maybe?
I'm not sure. It's got a spirit of both places. Maybe.
It does, and then some of the songs were written when I kind of like broke my brain and had to leave town, and like I wrote them in Melbourne for a little bit before I came here. So I kind of feel like it's got some of that as well, kind of.
It's good. It's a map of the last wee while, maybe.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, people should go and get it on vinyl, because that's got limited copies, which is very cool, I believe. That's coming out via Melted Ice Cream. And they should also head along tonight to the Wine Cellar, where you're going to be celebrating it with your other band,
that's
Wellness.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Wellness is a band that I'm sure many listeners have seen play live, but they won't have heard their music played on the radio because you have not recorded anything yet.
That's right.
When are you going to do that? Because Wellness is great.
A good question. I would like to do that this summer or before the summer. Potentially we might go down and record with Brian, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
All right, on behalf of BFM, I would like that to happen. So.
Yes, I would like it to happen as well.
Tell us a wee bit about the vibe of Wellness for folks who maybe haven't come along to a gig before.
The vibe of Wellness is just like a fun music time, nice people, and I don't know.
Good tunes.
Good tunes. it'll be fun at the Wine Cellar. That's kind of, I guess, Wellness is home.
Home turf, for sure. Yeah. And home turf for good gigs is Under the Radar, so that's where you can go to get tickets. And I believe Early Bird's already sold out, so don't muck around. You want to get yourself a general release. And what time are your doors opening tonight?
That's a very good question. I believe the doors will open at 8 and first act on 8:30-ish. I quite like it to be an early show so people can get good night's sleep. So
nice.
All over by 10.
Excellent. We like a home by 10 type of a gig. Thank you very much for coming in, Jim Nothing. Congrats on your new album. We're going to listen to Fall Back Down, which is currently knocking around the BFM playlist. We'll see you tonight.
Appreciate it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.